What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Then we can maybe.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly!
All the boys.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
What?
But they love
eating. All the boys in for DW.
They love eating kids.
These guys.
All the boys in for DW.
Are the scientists of the supernatural. Lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen.
Come back.
They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science.
Jamboree stuff tomorrow.
They are.
We have to.
The cryptids of the core.
There's tons of emails
every day. You open your mouth.
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're a
I just don't know what to tell him because it's just like.
No. Okay,
and no, it we'll just stood up. I mean, it
and then
just
I'll start.
Like,
I'll work.
And go on.
I'm getting a flyer.
And
meet
she
up.
Goes, what the?
These like are idiots.
I would laugh at
oh,
reading
I would
this
love
I
to do
knew how you would feel.
A lot of yard signs early.
Part of the story.
Something simple.
Fits your balloon. Yeah.
So like if you want to make.
This isn't a UFO.
So if you want to design something for that, a hobby for jamboree.
Wings and red eyes.
Eight apart. First weekend. I don't know what to put on it. But you know, just
simple.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well,
simple, informative. Something we can buy 20 of them. Put them around. You know, Lima Finley.
Yep. Say it all with me. It was.
Because we'll do it. I think this summer we'll have to blast.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
This summer. No. Like, why?
Because they're probably
June,
toxic.
July.
There'd be a lot of
flyers. I mean, I say May.
Like, I've seen a 6-foot yeah. alligator
before the college
of the air slam into a tree.
Start getting those little signs out. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Chris Gorin Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm Jay Clone. You know what? I'm just Jay. I think...
That's a lie.
That's a lie. I think I'm going to go to that cloning facility in a... Where's it at? In D.C. somewhere? Oh, no, wait. They moved it. It's somewhere else now. It's probably off... out of our U.S. territory anymore. Some cloning facility. I'm going to go in there and steal my DNA back from Mr. Fungus and in these clothes before I... Before I end up like Jim Carrey when they make a
Who's
bad
Mr.
one.
Who's Mr. Fungus?
He was this evil entity that took over our show a while ago.
Whoever like starts listening backwards through the show and gets to like the Mr. Fungus saga, they're going to be like,
what was this
what
all about?
What is this?
Do you guys want to see that stuff come back? It was pretty fun. I enjoyed doing it.
I enjoyed listening to it. It was one of the few things that we produced that I listened to.
It was interesting. It was fun playing the characters.
I do miss getting emails about it.
And like, what?
Like, no, like people were like playing, like scared for you and like mad about Mr. Fungus. And
it was good.
Checking
I liked
on
it.
Your girlfriend, wife,
Salma Hayek.
Hayek.
Yeah. I have to see what
such
she's
an
up
ugly
to.
Last name for such a pretty woman.
Hayek.
It's like Heimlich, and it just...
Oh, yeah. It's like Heimlich mixed with the karate chop. Hayek!
No, today... So we were going to do a different topic, because today was going to be Monday's episode, but now it's Wednesday's episode, because Wednesday's episode went for an hour.
Fish.
I mean, I should have known better.
Yeah. Once you get on salmonids, it's hard to keep it half an hour.
I don't care for a ton of salmonids either.
We still need someone to get a counter. Go back to Monday's episode and get a tally going every time. Get your little clicker out every time you hear salmonid.
Well, you won't drink for the first, like, hour.
No, but then it gets crazy.
Salmonid.
Like, oh, and if you're not on our Patreon, join our Patreon and check the... Iron Lung review episode and go to the description box and read it. That's all I got to say. It's a very good description for that episode. We spent a lot of time writing that and curating that and a lot of thought went into it. So please, Patreon, Iron Lung description. Special episode with Michael Thompson, famous author.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to do like a catch-up thing because we're working on Jamboree stuff.
The Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree coming up here. Well, later in the year, it'll be the first Saturday of October. Don't forget that. Burn that into your brains, into your memories. Mark your calendar now, October 3rd. Just go in there, mark it, and just say, OBJ3, gotta be there. Gotta be there. And then go like 3 months earlier, mark your calendar again, and put, OBJ, gotta get my room. Booked now. Hurry. The rooms are filling up. And then 3 months earlier than that, mark your calendars. Just send us a message. Just say hey. Say hi.
But yeah, so there should be on the... I haven't done anything with the website in forever. So we have our live show with the Believe in the Bizarre guys.
Yes, here in Ada.
Yeah, and that will be at the inn. And there should be a room block here. I got to post like immediately.
Yes.
Jay should have took care of that yesterday.
The room block?
That's one of the things you had to sign for. We could publish it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll make sure that's taken care of this week.
So by the time this comes out, my goal is, so this is like this Wednesday when this comes out. Hopefully on the website, there'll be the list of the live shows that we have or, you know, coming soon and the ones that's active with Believing the Bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause tickets are, we've sold 25 tickets-ish for that one. So I think we're limited at like 50, maybe up to 75, but like around 50. So it's pretty much, it's half sold out.
Yeah.
And I think all...
I think we'll bump up to 70-something if...
it needed, I think.
Because that's like max capacity.
I think there's only like 5 VIPs left, and the VIPs get a custom poster with it.
Ooh.
So, because I had to, I think there's only 5 left of the VIP. So you want to get that. But yeah, that's going to be cool. We loved, like, it'll be like 4.5 hours of hanging out with you guys. We add a lot of video elements to that kind of stuff. I'm not sure what the Believe in the Bizarre guys are doing, but it'll be fun. You'll be listening to their show. It's very interesting stuff. And it's, we like doing them with shows that are a little bit different than ours.
And you can see us talk with our hands.
Oh gosh, that's all I do. Like, if you had to tape my hands down to my side, I'd probably die.
You explode.
Yeah, like,
I do have some things to bring up, though, for OBJ.
Yeah.
So I think we might need to reach out, and we might need our audience to reach out, because I was just told if we can get Sack Squatch to come to the Jamboree, he'll have free room rental at the inn.
Free room rental.
They'll waive the fee if Sack Squatch can come to OBJ.
Yeah.
So we need our audience to reach out and start hitting up Sack Squatch for Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 3 and see if we can work some magic like we did, like you guys did when you reached out to Senor Pinch. Who else did they reach out to? I know we've made some connections through you guys, and so you guys have power. So, I don't know. I think it would be awesome to have Sack Squatch at the Jamboree. He's very well known.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know, S-A-X Squatch.
I was like, I'm not gonna spell it.
Saxophone. It's basically a Sasquatch that plays the saxophone, and it's pretty good and it's entertaining and he's good. So we'd like to have him here. And there was something else I wanted to mention too. Shoot. Hopefully it comes back to me. But no, that would be really exciting to have. But I don't know. We're just definitely excited for the live shows coming up here soon. The big one, first big one here is in Arkansas. We've talked about it a lot lately. The Arkansas Cryptid Fest put on by Drunken Cryptids, Matthew Orton. North Little Rock, Arkansas. Please get your tickets and come see us down there if you're even somewhere near the area. Even if you're in southern Arkansas, you can make the drive up and see us. We'd love to see you.
Very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron, then, better bring my pigs.
We're excited for that. And then the following weekend, like you just said, here in our hometown.
Yeah, I did them out of order.
So that was June 6th, Arkansas. And then June 13th would be our live show with Believing in the Bizarre. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting it this time. Here at the inn in our hometown. Yeah, so really looking forward to doing that with you guys, seeing you guys.
And I just confirmed, so the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival, which I got the dates messed up maybe. Oh, I'll have to look at the dates here in a second. But we are at least doing the Nature Power Hours again. So if anybody didn't experience that last year, we enjoyed them a lot. They were basically like localized nature talks dealing with Sasquatch and the environment. We did Ohio endangered species and what you can do to bring them into your yard.
We did
the four major biomes of Ohio. And the breakdown of those. We did the Gigantopithecus. And what was the other one we did?
I can't remember. Well, we did them each morning, so it was like an hour presentation just off the cuff, you know? There was no notes or visual aid. It was just us talking to, well, mostly you talking to the crowd.
And I enjoy, like, we picked topics we knew a lot about. So yeah. So what I like about doing that is it's much more
personable,
relaxed. And what we tell you guys at the beginning is like, and we do the same thing with our live shows. When you come see us anywhere, what we really like to do. So like it's a speaking thing. We talk straight through it. And then at the end we do questions.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a live show or an education entertainment junction, like the Cribs of Corn Power Hours for the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival, what we do is I want you to ask questions or thoughts in the middle of it.
Yes.
Like it's much more conversational style.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do have, I had like a little bit of the side information, like bullet points I wanted to cover and that kind of stuff in my little iPad thing, but I wasn't reading off it or nothing like that.
No.
So it's just like, yeah, I got stuff I want to talk about, but I want to know what you guys want to know about this subject. You know, it's kind of an organized group talk.
Yeah.
And I really much enjoy that. But yeah.
I'm trying to think what that other part was I was talking about. Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't know, but it's exciting stuff coming up soon. So yeah, we were just talking about before this, getting the information and stuff and everything out for the Jamboree. Because we're still accepting vendors.
Yes. So there'll be a bunch of vendor spots open. We have a bunch returning and we had to secure that first. And mm-hmm. we have a pretty good idea of who's returning. And you guys have emailed a ton of stuff because it's Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree @gmail, I believe is the email.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're going to open up vendor applications. We're going to have a few more food places. I think every one of our food vendors is coming back from last year.
Okay, cool.
Which is happy because it's hard for us. We don't really sell things, right? So it's hard for us to judge. Crowds at these festivals can be buying crowds or not buying crowds. So just the number of people out there doesn't necessarily mean money spending.
Right.
Vice versa. Like we've been to festivals where 500-600 people show up and they spend more than, you know, festivals where we go, there's 6,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just how it is. You know, if it's a buying crowd or a looking crowd, that kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it did well enough for that. Most vendors wanted to return. A couple couldn't return due to, you know, scheduling events and stuff like that. You know, life. But yeah, if you have a product that you make that we will ask everything at least be somewhat Sasquatch or cryptid related. It's like roadside sodas, for example. Local family is doing that business, and so what they did was they themed all their drinks around cryptids.
Yes,
for the event.
It was nice.
And then like the coffee company we had, they did the same thing. Yep. Where they had the Yeti, and then they had, you know, they. So if you, we're more than open to those kind of ideas.
Yeah,
but you know, everything has to at least be tangentially Bigfoot cryptid related.
Mm-hmm.
We've been very picky about AI stuff. I just don't like it.
There's a time and place for it, but it's not at the Bigfoot Jamboree.
We like homemade stuff. Mm-hmm. We like, you know, because we have so many skilled artists and craftsmen, like the metalsmiths, I think metalsmiths is the name of their company that were there.
Metalworks, maybe.
No, I think it was metalsmiths because their last name is Smith.
Okay.
So it's like metalsmiths.
Yeah.
Where they, you know, he cut custom Bigfoots, you know, I bought the Scooby-Doo style yard Bigfoots with their arms above it, like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, chasing. We like that stuff. So if you have a product like that, I know the Kraken Cans guy, which is another podcast, reached out, super excited, because they're from a little bit farther away, so it's, you know, it's people are interested in coming. So if you got a product, we'd be open to it. Even, like, I was looking to maybe find some more, not farmer's market style stuff, but like, you know, we have some, what's her name that does the baked goods? We had The fudge people, the no-bake people. Oh,
yeah. Fudge was so good.
Yeah.
Which she just came out with a new fudge flavor. Mm-hmm. I don't like it, but I'm interested. Carrot cake fudge.
Ugh.
I don't know, but it kind of sounds interesting.
I don't like carrot cake.
I'm not a big fan, but it sounds interesting.
See, like, that's, like, to me, like, raisins in a cookie.
There's time and place for that,
like, that's
too.
Just hiding. Oh. Just hiding fruit, you know, and vegetable.
I've been slowly growing on... Raisins have been growing on me an adult.
I don't even dislike raisins. It's the lie.
Oh, gotcha.
It's the lie. Like, why I hate the dentist is because I can trace back to when it happened.
Mm.
I was terrified of needles. I am still terrified of needles. I can get my blood drawn and everything like that.
And they
and I'm fine.
Shoot them into your gums.
And I'm like, you know, just, I just got my blood drawn for my yearly just check.
Yeah.
You know, high risk of cancer due to my family's history and everything like that. So I'm like, I just want.
Yeah, grandma's a blood witch and whatnot. Yeah,
great grandma.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Other grandma exploded from cancer.
Like, not even joking.
So I get checked. And I always tell them, like, just so you know, I have an irrational fear of needles. I'm not going to flinch or move or anything on you, but I'm going to turn this way, and my fists are going to be clenched, and I'm not, and my jaws are going to be clenched, and just do it.
Do it now.
Don't talk. And I'm like, don't talk to me about it, because they always, that's the worst thing when they're trying to calm me down. Like, shut up.
Like, just relax. You'll just feel a pinch.
Like, no, don't tell me. Don't talk to me. Just do it. I'm a big boy. I know what's happening.
They're digging around
but
in
the
there.
The dentist, the one time, and I was probably 9. I'm like, are you going to use a needle? And they're like, no. I'm like, yeah, you are. Don't lie to me. You're going to use a needle? No. And the second I seen the needle, and that's, I flipped out a kicking. I bit the guy super hard on the hand.
Ooh.
And then he stuck me with that stupid needle.
Where at? In your gums?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's that big, and it touched my teeth and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And that's why I hate dentists now. And I know the dentist I use now personally. I babysat his kids.
Oh, Morgan.
Yeah.
Dr. Morgan. Good guy.
And he's a great dentist. It's not that. It's
one of his sons works for me.
If I see him in his office, I don't want to be around him. Outside of his office, he's
great guy.
Yeah. It's my that fear of needles and what the dentist lied to me and everything like that. Like,
let's get him back.
He's dead now, so.
No, he's not.
No, not Morgan. This is a different dentist when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. I'll say, let's get Dr. Morgan back. Let's get him.
TP him.
Yeah.
He hates that.
Two grown adults. Woohoo! Got him! Run away, like on our bikes.
We're almost 70 put together.
Yeah, almost. Just about. Just about. That's pretty funny.
Trip, my knee blows out. Yeah. Land in his yard.
Ah! And I just leave you. No, I'm sorry. I'm not taking the fall for this. That's funny. I don't know. But yeah. Oh, new studio still coming along.
Oh yeah. So
hopefully by May we'll be in there recording.
Okay, I was gonna say you have till May.
Yeah. No. I mean, yes. We'll definitely be. I don't think the room.
I think I'm selling this house in May.
Okay. Well, definitely by May we'll have all this equipment out there.
Yeah.
But it probably won't be painted and whatnot.
No,
and finished,
no.
But we'll be out there recording.
Like polishing as we go along and stuff like that. And a couple people just reached out about that. Actually.
And then by the end of June, I'm hoping we're going to have something on camera.
Yeah, that'll be.
Our first product will be on camera by the end of June.
If you're a craftsman local to Northwest Ohio and you want to donate your time and skills, we can't pay you, but you can come help us.
For
the studio.
I might. Well, yeah, if you'd like to.
We had a couple people reach out. Actually, the guys from Hawking reached out and stuff like that about just coming and helping.
Really?
Polish
the house builders?
Yeah.
Why can't I think of their names?
I have an email.
I can picture their dads. It's not.
No, they're great. Yeah.
It's not a. Okay, hold on. Let me try to think. Because the one son reminds me almost, he's a twin of this, my friend I went to college with, Tyler. So I just want to call him Tyler because he looks exactly the same. He smiles and exactly the same. It's kind of creepy that, because I thought it was like, it's not Tyler, but it is. The dad, did he have the same name? Oh, what was the dad and son from Georgia? Richie. No, not Ricky. Ricky. Wasn't Ricky, right? The dad?
Now I can't remember.
I don't know. For some reason, that's what's popped in my head. But have you talked to them lately? Ricky and his son?
Austin.
Huh?
Austin.
Austin, yeah. I wonder how they're doing. Just... No, just thinking of you guys. Hope all is well. But I don't know. Over the past, 4 years doing this now, we've met some pretty awesome people. that have come into our lives, and it's kind of wild how just talking about stuff, I guess, connects people, and maybe that's what we need to do more in the world is just start talking to each other more about stuff. Start getting our panties all in a bunch when...
calm down.
I'm sorry. When I don't know, I just see it a lot in the world today. People are afraid to talk to each other anymore in person. It's easier online, and then it's easier to get angry online, too. We just need to start talking again in the world. We need to put down the televisions and the mini televisions and computers in our pockets and just go out in the world and go for a walk and say hi to someone when you see them out there and not, like, have to use your phone to do it. It's just wild how much the world's changed since, I guess, my childhood. 20 years. In 20 years, the world's changed a lot. 30 years, it's changed even more.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gosh, I think my earliest memory is probably from 30 years ago. I was like 5 or 6. By the earliest things I can remember, maybe more earlier than that. I remember I was like 4. We lived in the barn, which is where I live now. And mom and dad had the house being built. And you know, when they're building the new house, like they clear out the yard and everything, it's just all basically dirt and mud if it rains. Well, I remember standing in the driveway with my two brothers. I had to be super little. And we were taking the rocks from the driveway about, in my head, back in the, it was like baseball size, but probably smaller. I was just tiny. And we were taking these rocks and launching them into the yard and you'd watch them hit and splatter like a big mud, I don't know, just like a big mud puddle and splash mud everywhere. Well, my brother took one and wound up and fired it into the yard. And I just right when he fired it, I walked right in front of him and he smoked me in the side of the head, knocked me over. That's one of my earliest memories. And I remember it hurting bad. So yeah, that's probably a good early memory to have. I don't even know why I said that, but
yeah, I don't either.
A little insight.
But yeah, back to the jamboree.
Oh yeah.
I'm working on, I got to talk to the state about doing a Muscovy bird show there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd like to do the Muscovy show there. I got people that are actually interested in that already, just kind of sharing the rough idea of it around.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people that are already like, yeah, I'd do that, you know, enter a couple birds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's all I would do. And then you'd have to run the rest of the jamboree, and I would just be in my little corner with all the ducks at the jamboree.
As long as you keep them all corralled and you are the judge.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right, I'll do that. I can do the rest. You just run around and yell at everyone, you do this, you do that. You do this, take care of that.
Half of
never happens.
The jamboree last year was just finding, the first year, half the jamboree was finding you.
Finding me?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
I don't know.
Okay. Remember,
you were missing, like, nobody could find you for like an hour and a half in the middle of it. You were talking to somebody in like a corner. I think you were helping your mom or something.
Maybe. I can't remember.
You were doing stuff, but just nobody knew where you were. And
yeah.
I was running around and they needed your help with something. And
yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Easily distracted.
I'm everywhere but nowhere. Yeah, omnipresent.
But other stuff, I know we got Timothy Wayne Williams, famous artist, a lovely man. So he is going to do a painting demonstration there. We're kind of working on ideas with that still. One of the ideas is kind of a Martha Stewart like home cooking show version where he kind of starts a new painting there, showing you some stuff, and then maybe finishes one that he's already done like 90% of the work on. And while that's happening, one option, and people have already volunteered to pay for this, I think it will happen. But during his painting demonstration, we will have art supplies for like kids to paint Bigfoot along with Timothy.
Hmm.
So two or three people have already volunteered to buy canvases, paint brushes for a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be taken care of. So yes, I'm very confident that'll happen. I know B. Mills is coming up. I just talked to B. about this.
All right.
So kind of the idea is maybe she's one of the people we have, like, we wanted to kind of do an Ask Me About Bigfoot booth.
Mm-hmm.
And so with her selling her books and everything like that, that's maybe one of the options. She may be one of those people asking me about Bigfoot, where I think we may not put him in one spot, but I thought about getting like a yard sign that says, ask me about Bigfoot, and putting it in front of their little, their stands or their booths.
Yeah.
Where people, like, so we have some members of the community that were like, yes, those are people to go ask about Bigfoot.
I think it would be neat too for her, like, if she sets, if we have something set up with, where Brian Wolf of Wolf Rock Radio, check it out, wolfrockradio.com. I think that's the website, but go check out Brian Wolf. He'll be our MC for the, and DJ for the whole jamboree. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be neat if we had, like, chairs and stuff set up to where B could, like, go up to his booth, you know, with a microphone and just give, like, a little chat about her experiences with Bigfoot and just let kids and parents and anyone that wants to sit in and just outside and on the speakers, you know, give a little talk or presentation just about it. But really casual and just simple. But because I just think a lot of people in our area, it's kind of 50-50, you know, Bigfoot. As far as you got your split of people that believe and you got and people that just absolutely do not. And it's kind of strange because, well, we're in a really big hunting area, mm-hmm. you know, with deer. It's a huge area for whitetail. And so a lot of the people I know are hunters. And you got your two set of hunters, ones that believe and ones that just absolutely do not.
No, so so Timothy, I know we want to do, like, I think you're going to do the Bigfoot casting class again.
Oh, no, why?
Because we had requests for it. Every person that watched you do it requests for you to do it again.
Gary isn't the only person that watched me.
I know.
He's the only one that's requesting it.
That is not true.
That's what I believe.
We have 3 emails about it.
That's about how many people were in there. And I think I forced some people in there, too.
Like, drag them in.
Like, what are you doing? I don't know. We're just here because we've seen cars. And I'm like, get in here. Shit.
You're going to learn how to make a Bigfoot cast.
And then I screwed it all up.
Here's what you do is you dump concrete into this thing. But you let the concrete set up in your hands first.
Yeah. And then
so
you
it's
try
like
to
trying to shove silly putty into a hole.
Yeah. It works really well. That was bad. Yeah, I was having too much fun. Lost track of time, and yeah, it sat up in the bag, and I'm trying to squeeze it out of the bag. Then the bag exploded on me, and I'm like, well, this is how you don't do
this
it.
This is a comedy hour.
Yeah. This is the beginning of my stand-up routine.
So I know a lot of that stuff. We want to do a lot more, like, family events like that and stuff like that. So I don't think on Saturday we're going to do any, like, private speakers as in paid speakers, like you had to pay to be there.
Right.
Saturday we'll be all free. We're still going to do the VIP dinner.
That was the other thing. I just remembered. Okay, so the guys... Remember where we wanted to do our after party originally when we first?
Yeah.
Where was it?
The brewery.
Correct. So I talked to the owners of the brewery that came in from South Carolina this mm-hmm. past weekend, and Adriana introduced me to them,
mm-hmm.
and because she works for them, and they were very interested in the jamboree. They want to be part of it, and they would like to host the after party.
Oh, that's perfect.
For free.
That's awesome. Yeah, because the only reason is because last year they would just opened, like, yeah, just right
was,
then. So
it was just too hard.
Because it's packed. I mean, it still is packed every night, but, like...
But they're aware of our event now, and they're very interested.
That's awesome.
They're really happy. Like, they're...
It's a very nice place. I'm hoping Ada kind of needed something like that to come in to kind of... So other businesses kind of step up their game.
Yeah, push the ball or push the envelope a little bit.
Because I feel like we've just been a crumbling town for a long time.
Yeah, it's been struggling to get new innovative ideas and businesses in town because
we have a lot of our community is like, it's just the way it's always been.
Yeah.
And that's when I worked as a biologist, I hated that. Like, well, we've always done it this way.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you decided to do this 60 years ago?
It is, but I don't know.
And I'm not saying that's always wrong.
No, it's not.
Sometimes there's a reason we always do it this way.
It's just wonder why which I'm glad they got it in there. I'm glad they got the innovation in there. It's just why that not only did they approve it, they rerouted the roads around it, which is wild.
Oh, you remember how much trouble they had getting it? The town shot them down like 4 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it took them, it took them 6 years to break ground.
That's wild.
It took them 6 years to break ground.
That's crazy.
It's taken me almost a year to get a permit for a septic tank.
Yeah. our county is not, it's not the most efficient or the most.
No, no, they could be. There's nobody here doing anything.
Yeah.
They just, they're designed, they just want to be as slow as possible. So it looks like there's so much work to do.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of work right now in Canton because they're.
No, there's no work because it's all stagnant.
They dug the whole town up and then they're going to charge the taxpayers, you know, double the amount. And who knows where that money's going to end up going into the hands to of. I don't know. It's just a lot of weird stuff going on in the world today. And you got to follow the money. Follow the money. And go to Plum Island and yell at the bioengineering labs. They're taking the ticks and they're changing their DNA.
But yeah, so we want to do the duck show at the Jamboree. I know we you're going to talk to your uncle about doing horse carriage
rides. Yeah, horse-drawn carriage, that'd be fun. Around the park.
I know we're going to have a couple different Bigfoots there this year. I've talked to some people.
You think he would wear a Bigfoot costume while he's did it?
It's your uncle.
I mean, we got one for him, right?
Yeah.
Not the big one, though. We'll give him the Paul Bigfoot.
I think we're going to get a different one, too.
Ooh.
A different Bigfoot costume, specifically for somebody in this room to wear.
You're going to wear it?
Mm-hmm. There's one I found that you need to be a big hairy man, like your face specifically.
Oh, gosh.
Because there's no face in it.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's nice.
Okay. Oh, she has no face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you need a lot of hair to kind of cover up like the area.
I get it. Yeah.
And I'm like, do any of us have like a lot of hair?
You can just pull your curly hair around it.
That's
like to the front.
My bangs are the back of my head right now.
Yeah. So are mine. They're growing out of the back of my head.
I wish people could see. That's why we need video.
What, right now?
Yeah.
This is a good...
As you're, like, putting your quote-unquote bangs up.
Yeah, my flat from the back of my head.
So we'd love some Jamboree ideas. We definitely want to have, like, the family-friendly fun stuff. Oh, that was the other thing with vendors. Please, if you're going to apply to be a vendor... and
family-friendly material.
Like, and then don't tell me you're family-friendly and then submit...
Nudie comics.
Like, nudie comments about like cryptids.
Cryptid nudies.
Which
comics.
Is fine. It's great artwork, I'm sure. It's just not for
our audience.
A kids event. Like, yes. That's what, like, I want, like, adults and kids to have fun, and it's at a park for a reason.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's at a park. Come bring your kids.
We had a lot of comments about that they loved the Ada Park.
Yeah.
Ada has a very, very nice park. The crew that maintains it's very.
Shout out to Kenny and Eva, yeah. Park managers.
Yep. They put a lot of hard work into, like, we have a really nice playground.
Doing God's work.
Our park's huge, too. And
it is nice.
Until I started, like, thinking about it, like, other parks of it, I didn't realize how big, like, our park is probably 50 acres, maybe 60.
It's huge because all the sporting facilities, too,
yeah,
there.
I mean, and there's, like, two giant fields in the back and soccer fields. There's
the four baseball diamonds in the back.
There's four in the back, but two in the front.
Yeah.
Football stadium, a track state or the track football area.
Mm-hmm.
Pickleball and tennis.
They got a pickleball court? They turned the tennis courts into pickleball?
I think one of them. They turned one of them into a pickleball.
That's kind
of
cool. It needed a change too.
Yeah. I mean, then they just resurface it here.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I always like that little tennis court.
We're not talking about anything.
Well, no, we're talking about the park and how Bigfoot Jamboree. I mean, the park's nice. The park's really, really nice. I'm really proud of it. I mean, I grew up in that park.
Mm-hmm. It has a nice park, and it's...
And it still has the same merry-go-round as when I was a little kid.
It does not.
Oh, come on. That dangerous, big UFO-looking thing?
No, it is a different one, I promise you.
Well, when it's they the same style.
It is the same style.
Yeah.
It has a different bearing in it. You cannot get it going as fast as we did when we were kids.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Well, that ain't fun.
No, I mean...
We get that thing flying.
I remember we flying. I think it was Luke.
We flung people off
it. We flung Luke off, and he just hit the ground and laid there for a bit. I can't believe Luke isn't dead.
I wonder why his legs don't work now.
Oh, that's why he was so... Because he was slowly going paralyzed. Yeah. So he's just like, you know.
I can't hang on no more.
No, like, he just didn't care about risk because there was...
Oh, okay.
When the finish line's a lot closer to not being able to walk anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just let this happen. We had... when I was in elementary school, we had the merry-go-round at the school. Remember that one? Do you? I don't know if it was still there or not.
Metal monkey bars.
Metal monkey bars there. This was the...
I remember when AJ broke his arm.
This was... I'm talking about the merry-go-round.
Just letting go. Like,
of the monkey bars? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The tall set.
The tall one over by the...
Yeah, they were in between the swings.
Yeah, the two swings on the one side, yeah. On the north side.
There was the short set and the tall set.
Mm-hmm. The tall one was the dangerous one. Neely.
No.
Pelger?
Pelger, Mrs.
Yeah.
Pelger.
Yeah.
Was out there and said, AJ, don't do that. And he went up and he did it and he fell and broke his arm. And then she waddled over to him.
Yep. I liked
just,
her.
His arm is just like, yeah, like a bird's wing the other wrong way.
It's just what happens. No, the merry-go-round was over by the roller slide. Remember that?
Gosh. No, I remember that. And so drew blood on me.
We had a kid.
The worst design thing ever.
We had a kid in our class that every day, all we do is we'd have him push us on the merry-go-round because he was just big and strong. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, he just liked doing it, I guess. So he would run with it. Like, he'd get it started running, and then he just, he was like a man in elementary school, basically. He was just big and strong already.
Was he like a 40-year-old you guys mistook for a kid?
No, he was in our class. We grew up with him. He was just, he grew up, he grew big fast, you know what I mean? And then he, like, once he got big, he stopped growing. So he was big young. So he would push all of us on that merry run and get it going so fast. And I remember one time, and we'd always, like, I don't know why, we were mean to him, too, because we'd, like, stick our legs out, so you come swinging around, and your legs would just crush him. Like, swing around, just smack him in the legs or in the knees, just because we were mean. And then we'd do that. We'd stick our legs out and trip him when he's running it to get him to fall on the stones. And he seemed like I'm keep pushing it. I don't know why we did that stuff.
You were the meanest kids.
No, what happened
to
me?
You were the meanest kids.
Huh?
You were the meanest kids.
Oh, maybe.
You caused that teacher
to, we were like psychologically.
You were awful.
But my friend, one time to me, so we would, that merry-go-round would be spinning so fast, and I was hanging on, you know, dear life, and my friend started grabbing my fingers, started peeling them off, so I couldn't hang on. And he peeled one hand off, and then I slid off, so, like, my legs are hanging off, and I'm hanging on by both hands on my stomach, and it's, this thing's whipping around really fast, and he looks at me, just right in my eyes, and smiles, and then takes both my hands and peels my fingers off the thing and lets me go. And I went flying off the merry-go-round into the stones, and it hurt. That's just what we did to each other.
Any other jamboree things or ideas you have that we want to do?
Well,
we have some new food vendors, and we have our old ones coming back. I'd like to maybe find, like, an... we have Grandma Sharky's Lemonade, which was a big hit. They said they did really, really well. And it's that, like, hand-pressed, old-style lemonade.
Yeah.
It's the better lemonade. Like,
yeah, October 3rd, first Saturday of... first Saturday of every October from this point until the end of time. Heil Bigfoot Jamber 3 this year, October 3rd, 2026, Adam War Memorial Park.
This could be the last one ever.
It could be. You never know. So be there.
What?
I don't know. I just thought that was a UHF quote.
What's UHF?
A movie, Weird Al's movie.
Oh.
Stanley Spadowski, they were doing like a promo commercial, and he just goes, to be there. And then there's just an awkward
silence.
How much
do you think it'd be to get Weird Al there?
Too much.
Are you sure?
Yeah, too much. Maybe he'd do it.
Or did you email him?
I haven't emailed him yet, but I could call him. I have his number now.
Yeah. You guys, if anybody, what is it, the 13 degrees of separation?
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon.
What?
That's what it's called. You can find, like, it's something like that. It was the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. You can find, I forget what, it's like a movie thing, but every actor is within 6 other actors from Kevin Bacon. Like, in this movie, and that movie, and that, and then Kevin Bacon. It's like, just like you're related to somebody, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send a package to somebody, anybody in the world through, like, 7 different people. You're connected. I don't know, if maybe we can use our powers to have our audience reach out to Weird Al and see if they can coax him to the Iowa Bigfoot Jamboree.
I don't think he's got any talent.
Might want to end this episode before
I was just picking
bad things happen.
No, I mean, do you have any other ideas of stuff we should do? Or anybody at home, if you have ideas of stuff we should do, add, we're open to whatever.
Well, I guess I'm asking you now in real time. You think the brewery would be a good place to host the after
party?
Yeah,
I think it would be. I think it's a...
So should I pull the trigger on that one?
Yeah, I would pull the trigger on that
one. All right.
It's very nice. It's new. I mean, the outside, if they would let us do some of the stuff outside, like the games we like to play at the after party and stuff like that.
I'm sure they would.
Because it's generally, as long as it's not like frigid, which that weekend can kind of be
could
in
be.
The air.
Mm-hmm.
But this last 2 times, it's been pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. We've been very fortunate with our weather. They weren't spraying the skies that week, you know.
Well, the one was in between like the hurricanes.
That was weird. That was the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And the terrible hurricanes and tornadoes and all the stuff that devastated Tennessee, North Carolina, and I hope, you know, still the people there, I'm sure, are still recovering from that. And very sad and unfortunate. I don't know, just still to this day, I don't know, just a lot of natural disasters and things that go on in this country that people aren't supported or enough, or we don't put the effort into as a country of supporting and helping our fellow citizens. And let's not get into that debate. Let's leave that to the DW guys. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how about Bigfoot Jamboree 3? Maybe even if you guys want to see the DW guys.
Oh, we will have a petting zoo. I forgot.
Ooh, the petting zoo.
Yeah, we're going to have a petting zoo
with
Connor and Alex.
Connor
Critters
and Alex.
Coops.
All right, Critters and Coops. Mm-hmm. Check them out on Facebook. They got a nice Facebook page. Is that with her plants too? Is that involved in the same Critters and Coops? Because mm-hmm. Alex does a lot of she sells houseplants that she, like rare houseplants that she grows, and I don't know what the right terminology is. I'm not much of a plant guy, but when you splice them and grow them, and is that what she does?
Some of it. Grafting is what
grafting. There's the words. Yeah. But no, that she's awesome. Awesome stuff. We're really excited to have them back this year because they were speakers last year. And people really enjoyed their presentation. Zoologists from the Cincinnati Zoo. Mm-hmm. Coming up, the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 3.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this relaxed episode.
Yeah, any more information, informative information that you need from us, please reach out, email us, like, share, and subscribe to the show. If you haven't left a comment, please give us 5 stars and leave a comment. It's free. It's the best way to make the show grow. It's really the only way that makes the show
five
grow.
5 stars are nothing.
Yeah.
All right. I've been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
And I've been Just Jay.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye!
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.